WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Voter turnout in Brazos County was heavier than expected.
Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says nearly 32,000 participated out of 92,000 registered, for a turnout of almost 35%.
It just seemed like it was steady all day long.
All but one local incumbent seeking re-election won. Michael Schaefer defeated Kimberly McAdams for a seat on the College Station School Board. Bryan School Board member David Stasny won his ninth three-year term.
It was really not an easy choice for me. It's, but I will assure everybody out there who's listening that I'm not going to just coast. I'm going to keep working hard.
Bryan ISD voters approved a $132 million bond issue with almost 65% of the vote. The margin even wider in approving three changes to the Bryan City Charter. Rejoining the Bryan City Council's Mike Sutherland, and there are two new justices of the peace, Rick Hill in Precinct 3 and Luis Garcia Jr. in Precinct 4, by a margin of 69 votes. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And Texas will have its first black Republican congressman since Reconstruction. Challenger Will Hurd defeated Democratic incumbent Pete Gallego in the massive 23rd District, which stretches 500 miles from San Antonio to El Paso. Hurd, a 37-year-old former CIA officer, prevailed in one of the most hotly contested and expensive congressional races in the country.
If you are an agency...
We'll get to that in a moment. Blinn College has announced two changes in its administrative staff. One is the retirement of Dr. Cynthia Griffith. She spent a year and a half as a Blinn vice president, most recently in charge of instruction for technical and workforce education. And the college has added a chief of staff for the Brazos County campuses. Dr. Jimmy Bird comes to Bryan from a professor's position at the University of North Texas. He'll be assisting the campus president, Sylvia McMullen, on operational and administrative activities and will serve as a point of contact in Dr. McMullen's absence. Both changes became effective on Monday. Texas A&M police are looking for two Bryan men accused of taking a trailer containing construction equipment and supplies off a work site. Photos of Felix Monsivais Jr. and Rolando Garcia are online at WTAW.com. Arrest warrants were issued after both men were interviewed following last week's theft. The cargo trailer, which was parked at the Rollins Entomology site, was recovered at Ehlinger and Mobile, but all the equipment was taken. The property was recovered in Monsivais' apartment. A&M police are also looking for two men suspected in using a stolen credit card at two businesses in Bryan. Again, photos and more information are online at WTAW.com. United Way of the Brazos Valley has recently rebranded and relaunched its website, matching agencies looking for volunteers with those looking to serve.
If you are an agency and you want to sign up, you can go to the website. It's a quick, painless process. And if you want to volunteer, then you can go to the website and do the same thing. You sign up, you respond to the need. Again, takes about 5 minutes to create a profile and find the need that you're looking for.
Lindsay Guerin with United Way says the website address is volunteerbrazosvalley.org. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Tonight, it's Woman Crush Wednesday on NBC.
Yep, first up, it's an all-new The Mysteries of Laura.
Followed by Law & Order SVU and Chicago PD.
Now, you know what I like about these shows?
What?
Is that, like, so it satisfies the women because they're, like, you know, women you can relate to and have crushes on and all that.
Yep.
But at the same time, for a dude, like, there's action, there's guns.
There's,
happening.
Like, really hot women.
Yep, those were your words, but sure. Here's the deal. I propose that we start calling it Woman Crush Men's Days.
You know, minus the whole men's day.
When you need weather on the go in the Brazos Valley, download the KX Weather app on your smartphone. View your local radar. See not just 7 days, but 10 days out with KX Mobile 10-Day Forecast. Plan hourly. Get instant weather alerts when severe weather hits. And keep up or share your thoughts with the KX meteorologist on the KX Weather blog. Get access to all the weather information you need to start your day. Only from KX HD News.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 7:13 with Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's actually on vacation. And it's time to check our forecast, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof. It's the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms should grow more numerous as the day goes on. Temperatures across the region, a cool 60 to 65. We'll have scattered showers tonight, too. We fall back to 50 to 55. Tomorrow, clouds and some lingering showers. Temperatures will make their way up to about 70. It does finally turn partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be around 45. Partly sunny and cool for the day on Friday with a high of 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking about some Texas A&M women's soccer, as well as basketball. Men's basketball returns to the court tonight for an exhibition game against Texas A&M Commerce. NBA basketball tonight as well, as hockey was last night as well. And Aggie football met with the media yesterday, and we got to hobnob with Coach Sumlin and a couple of the players. All that more coming up in sports.
Thank you, Zach. Bill Flores will visit with this third-term winning Bill Flores, Congressman, 17th District. Bill Flores will be in studio with us here in about 20 minutes, give or take, just a little bit. All right, this is Crazy in Florida by way of New York City. A 36-year-old named Ernesto of Hollywood, Florida, and 31-year-old Alexis went ahead and decided they were going to have a kid, and they did. And then things, unfortunately, didn't end well. So Alexis took her son back to New York. Well, mom really, really didn't like dad, so she hired a hitman, which in itself is not terribly funny, I realize. Thankfully, the hitman was actually a police officer, but the thing that makes this interesting is she wanted him fed to the alligators.
Wow. She wasn't messing around, man. Does not like that dude.
That was the mode of death that she chose.
Jeez.
She was arrested on Friday and charged with second-degree conspiracy. So while the guy is clearly maybe not the coolest in the world, he pretty much dodged a bullet. Or in this case, I guess, a tooth.
That's cold-blooded, man.
It is. All right, so what's that one thing you can't live without?
You mean besides the...
Just pick something. What's something you can't live without? And I don't mean like necessities, water,
fine,
food, stuff like
fine.
That.
I don't even know.
Okay.
Toilet paper. I'm sorry, but that's a big one with me. Even biodegradable, I need it for the outside.
A new survey asked people what they just couldn't live without. What are the most essentials for them during the day? We don't do 10, so here's 7. Pet, dog or cat.
Okay.
Cell phone at number 6. A car, 5. Laptops and iPads, 4. TV, 3. Showers and baths at number two.
Those are important.
The number one thing, the internet.
I don't
can't live without the internet.
I don't know that I'd want to live without the internet. I really am sort of a Luddite sometimes. I like to try to keep it fairly Spartan, but the internet is just one of the best things to happen to this world. And the worst, but we use it for a lot of good.
Oh, well, absolutely. And if nothing else, to solve, you know, that brain thing that's hurting you.
Yeah.
What is that song, that thing? You know, come what is that? Well, if there were only a device, you know, and you're all done.
Yeah, exactly.
760 now. It's a 90% chance of rain continuing through the rest of the day. 63 for our high, 70% chance of some more rain, and 56 for the overnight low. It is 60 here at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin an accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
You love TV, and I could give you hundreds of reasons to sign up for Dish, but I only need one. $19.99 a month for a full year. Yes, right now you can get free installation of Dish and a world of great entertainment for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Why would you pay more? Call 888-234-DISH. Limited time offer, 24-month commitment, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details. Go on, get Dish for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Call 888-234-DISH.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:20, now 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. We'll visit with Congressman District 17, third-time elected Bill Flores here in about 15 minutes. In the meantime, the Rush Limbaugh Update is brought to you by Jason Byanski.
Howdy. My name is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byanski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byanski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
Kenneth Tate spent his life in the background, not as a public figure. That is, until the drive-by media drove by. Mr. Tate was a security guard for a professional security corporation, which provides security for the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. He was licensed to carry a handgun, which was issued to him daily by his company. Now, in September, President Obama visited the CDC, trying to convince people he had a handle on the Ebola threat. The president rode an elevator with Kenneth Tate. The two exchanged pleasantries. The Secret Service didn't know that Tate had a gun. That was one of the security breaches that led to the resignation of Secret Service Director Julia Pearson. The Washington Post reported Mr. Tate had been convicted of crime. So the story was that an armed convict was side-by-side with Obama. Sensational and outrageous. And false. Mr. Tate hadn't been convicted of anything. His work history is lengthy. The Washington Post got it all wrong. After the inaccurate report spread all over the country, the CDC asked that Mr. Tate be reassigned by the security company. Instead, the security company fired Mr. Tate, supposedly because he snapped a photo of the presidential motorcade to show his mom. By the way, Mr. Tate happens to be African-American, which should raise questions about how the Post mangled the facts so badly, destroying a man's reputation and livelihood. But the biggest lesson? Mr. Tate is more proof that Obama is terrible for job security, especially for African-Americans. Poor guy.
Okay, for all you men out there who've ever vented about the cost of razor blades or the razor burn that cheap blades give you, I want you to check out Harry's.com today. This is good stuff, guys. At Harry's, you get high-quality razor blades and shaving products for a fraction of drugstore prices. Why pay $32 for razor blades when at Harry's, you can find high-quality blades for half the price? And these are expertly crafted, high-quality razors. Harry's owns a factory in Germany that's been making razors for almost 100 years. These guys know what they're doing. And by cutting out the middlemen, Harry's delivers them to you with factory direct prices. Guys, I promise, this is a better quality and better value shave. And right now, you can get Harry's starter set complete with a razor, three blades, and shave cream. It's a month worth of shaving for just $15 with free shipping. Plus, visit Harry's.com now, and you'll also get $5 off your first order. To get your $5 off, go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1616 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 1616.
At AAMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AAMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AAMCO.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time now to check the forecast. Brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep-drilled bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. To learn more, go to Anchor about the Anchor Advantage. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable cloudiness across the area today. There'll be scattered showers. There may be some embedded thunderstorms, too. Temperatures 60 to 65 today. Showers are possible tonight. Lows will be 50 to 55. Showers, they'll begin to come to an end tomorrow. Highs reaching 70. Partial clearing will take place tomorrow night. Lows near 45. We're going to be partly sunny on Friday, but we're also going to be cool. Highs Friday afternoon, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is 60 degrees, by the way, humidity 96%, and winds out of the north at 10 miles per hour. So as a kid growing up, especially boys, because the fairer sex was smarter than this, at some point I'm sure you either did or know somebody that did the filling up the paper bag with Fido fun and putting it onto somebody's front stoop and then setting the bag on fire, right? You've seen that prank.
Yes.
Well, now there's a company that'll sort of do that for you.
Whoa.
Animal excrement in a paper bag delivered to somebody for $16 for revenge or whatever.
I think that runs afoul of some local ordinances.
One would think so, yes.
Did they set it on fire for you, too?
No, it's just the delivery. Wow. I think it's more of a personal touch if you have to do that yourself.
Yes.
All right, here's random head scratchers for you. The first nationally televised NASCAR race, and I had no idea. I thought it was much older than this. 1979 was the first NASCAR race.
Huh.
It was the Daytona 500, and it became such a success because the two leaders of the race crashed on the last lap, and a brawl ensued, which got everybody talking about it.
Who won?
I didn't say.
NASCAR, because it became huge after that.
Yes, it did.
Didn't they say there was? So was this the one where the East Coast was like snowed in?
Yes,
and that's what really got it its leg up commercially.
Yep. WTAW. Good morning.
How does the feces company keep it fresh? I think if it dried out, it kind of ruined the joke.
Can you send it back for a refund?
I need some fresher stuff here.
This is never mind. I can't.
Can I get a dog that eats wet food?
What do you think the most common city name in the world is?
Johnson Athens. City.
San Jose.
Okay.
1,716 cities, towns, villages, and regions named San Jose.
Oh, in the world.
Right.
Okay.
San Antonio is second.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
St. Anthony.
What else we got? Gordon Ramsay. He's 6'1" tall. but wears a size 15 shoe.
Wow.
Which I think is similar to a quarterback that used to play here at Texas A&M you may have heard of. Because I think Johnny Manziel was listed at 6 foot, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And he had like a size 13 or 14 yeah. shoe, which and, everybody thought was pretty remarkable.
And big hands.
Yes. $2 billion a year is left sitting in unclaimed lottery winnings.
Whoa.
Each and really? Every year. And the average that isn't picked up is between $50 and $100.
Oh, shoot. I can go and I'll make sure I turn that bad boy in.
And since we're talking lotteries type money, Michael Jordan still pulls down about $60 million a year from Nike.
All from people fighting over shoes.
It's good work if you can get it.
Fighting over shoes? Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, fighting over if they're your shoes in particular. 727, we'll check your headlines coming up in just a minute.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened. And we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Here's City of College Station Council Member John Nichols.
Did you know that if you are putting in a new septic system or replacing or repairing your system, that you need a permit from your local public health department? Go to BrazosHealth.org for all the latest information on permits for septic systems, food inspections and permits, immunization clinics, water testing, plus much more. Brazos County Health Department, celebrating 75 years, helping all the residents of Brazos County stay healthy and happy.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
WTAW News Time is 729. It's 59 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. With a soggy day start to our week starting yesterday, we have about 1 2/3 inches as measured out at Easterwood Airport. Brazos County election workers stayed busy all day Tuesday.
Clerk Karen McQueen says turnout was almost 35% with nearly 32,000 votes cast. One person won with less than 50% of the vote. Luis Garcia Jr. won Justice of the Peace in Precinct 4 in a three-person race. He's one of two new JPs, the other being retired College Station school principal Rick Kill in Precinct 3. One other new face elected yesterday was Michael Schaefer to the College Station School Board. Returning to the Bryan City Council is Mike Sutherland, who is philosophically on the same page with Al Sines and Rafael Pena.
And the things that they're doing, I believe, is going to make a difference for Bryan in terms of bringing everybody up to a standard that will make us competitive across the state with College Station and anybody else.
Bryan City voters approved three changes to the town charter. Bryan School District voters approved a $132 million bond issue. School Board President Doug Wunderberger called the 60% approval significant.
I'm pleased that we did have an intelligent
electorate that, you know, even in a midterm election, we were able to identify the issues for them and that they agreed and voted for it.
Other incumbents winning contested races were David Stansny on the Bryan School Board, College Station City Council members Blanche Brick and Julie Schultz, State Representative John Rainey, State Senator Charles Schwartner, and Congressman Bill Flores. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
It had been debated for years, and now Denton voters have voted to ban hydraulic fracturing in their city.
In a statement, Denton Mayor Chris Watts said the city council will defend the ordinance and any legal challenge that could arise. The issue had been facing residents for years, and opinions were strong on both sides. This man says he voted against the ban because he was thinking about his family.
It's going to affect us financially, obviously, and it sets a precedence to us or our kids in the future, see what, you know, what direction Denton wants to go in.
However, this woman says for her and her family, this is personal.
I lived in Wise County where it all started, and they fracked all around me. So I moved to Denton to get away from it. And, of course, I moved right back into it.
Everyone agrees the issue will not be going away anytime soon. Austin York, TSN News.
Online at WTAW.com are photos and descriptions of four men sought by Texas A&M police. Two unidentified men are accused of using a stolen credit card at businesses in Bryan. Two others are wanted for taking a cargo trailer containing construction equipment and supplies. Last week's theft was from the Rollins Entomology construction site on F&B Road. UPD reports the trailer was found with none of the property. Investigators received information that led them to the apartment of Felix Monsivais Jr. After detecting a strong odor of gasoline, that led to the discovery of items that were in the trailer. Arrest warrants were obtained from Monsivais and Rolando Garcia, Garza, and both men remain at large. Monday began more administrative changes at Blinn College. At the Bryan campus, there's a new position, a chief of staff to President Dr. Sylvia McMullen. Dr. Jimmy Bird, who is a professor at the University of North Texas, will be assisting in administrative and operational activities and will be the point of contact when McMullen is away. And a Blinn vice president has retired. Dr. Cynthia Griffith spent a year and a half in Brenham, most recently in charge of instruction for technical and workforce education, and wrapped up nearly 30 years in Texas community colleges. No interim has been named. Blinn currently has an interim vice president for instruction for academic programs, and at the end of January, district president Dr. Harold Nolte steps down. In Austin, Governor Perry's new infectious disease task force recommends new rules for healthcare workers dealing with Ebola returning from West Africa. It calls for mandatory government quarantine only for those showing symptoms of being high risk. The task force was advised against government overreach. Director Dr. Brett Giroir of the Texas A&M Health Science Center says that includes putting unnecessary healthcare workers on strict Ebola watch lists, as in other states.
These are risk-based guidelines that assess the exposure level of these tremendously heroic workers who go to endemic areas. It assesses their risks and recommends different monitoring strategies depending on their risk.
Giroir says the guidelines are not written in stone and are constantly under review. If you're looking to volunteer on a seasonal or regular basis, United Way of the Brazos Valley has relaunched a website with available opportunities. Lindsay Guerin with the United Way says agencies can also post openings at the same website, volunteerbrazosvalley.org.
And volunteers can connect with them online. We've got tons and tons of opportunities posted right now, so now we need volunteers.
Agencies don't have to receive United Way funding to participate.
We've got student groups from A&M, we've got local nonprofits, anyone out in the seven counties, anyone is welcome to join if they're a nonprofit agency or a charity organization.
In the last 2 months, 13 new agencies have been added to the website. WTAW News Time. It'll be 7:35 and 59 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out, got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family.
That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians. Expert care focused on you.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Betalift appointment or click Child's Dermatology.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 7:36, and your weather forecast is brought to you by Normandy Tractor.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms should grow more numerous as the day goes on. Temperatures across the region, a cool 60 to 65. We'll have scattered showers tonight, too. We fall back to 50 to 55. Tomorrow, clouds and some lingering showers. Temperatures will make their way up to about 70. It does finally turn partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be around 45. Partly sunny and cool for the day on Friday with a high of 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
7:37, and let's find out what's happening with sports. Zach Taylor?
Well, sports coming up. We're going to be talking about Texas A&M women's soccer. They're going to be playing tonight in the SEC quarterfinal in the SEC tournament. That should be a really good one playing against Georgia. Texas A&M football met with the media yesterday, both the team and the coaches. So I will let you hear a little bit of that from Coach Sumlin. Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson has pleaded guilty to resolve his child abuse case. He's avoided jail time, however. Nobody knows when he's going to be able to return to the NFL. And NBA basketball from last night, the Houston Rockets looking to go 5-0 to start the season against the Miami Heat. All that.
Sorry about that, Zach.
Sports. All that more coming up with sports.
We're visiting with Congressman District 17 Bill Flores, who was picked up for a third term. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Great to be up with you on News Talk 1620.
Okay. Now, we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of all of this in just a second. I've always wanted to ask this, though, and I've never really seen. Are you glad it's over?
Oh, absolutely.
Is it just tiring and to the point where you're like, you know, I really want the job, but I'm kind of done with this?
Absolutely. You know, it's one of the challenges of running for the House is that you run every 2 years.
Right.
And so, I mean, candidly speaking, the race for my 2016 term began today, even though we just ended one last night.
Well, but I'm flattered you started here.
Yeah, all right. So you heard it first right here on WTAW. I'm going to run in for a fourth term. And anyway, so you never really quit running, but it is always nice to get a big one under your belt and to move forward. And also, and in particular, I was more excited last night, not necessarily about my race, but about the national races. I mean, because it really resets the direction we can take this country when we start working for the things that we're for: more jobs, better paychecks, strengthening our national defense, getting the budget under control. And with control of the Congress, that gives us an opportunity to do it. So I'm really more excited about that than my victory. I didn't even know what my final numbers are yet. I need to try to find when I went
you,
to bed.
You
last,
won. I think it was pretty significant the last I saw.
Well, that's good. That's what you like to do. But there were 43 precincts in Travis County that you know, and that's a blue county.
Oh,
I don't
sure.
know why they gave it to me, but somebody
sure. so, trying to even it up just a little.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, there were 43 precincts that had been reported last night, and some of those are District 17 precincts. So I'm not sure if those numbers are even in yet.
But. Well, some of them, I mean, so far, as it stands right now anyway, because there are still several that are pending, 14 or 18 House seats picked up.
Yes,
and
exactly.
That's on your side.
Exactly.
What is that going to do in the House of Representatives for the Republican Party?
Well, a variety of things. One is it makes it easier for us to get to a 218 majority when we have some difficult bills. When there are cases when you have some people, because they believe in purity. And so if a bill's not perfect, they want to vote against it, thinking that the perfect bill will come along. Well, there's no perfect in Congress. And so what you do is you get the best you can. And so what I'd like to say is you get the most achievable conservative solution. So with a larger majority, it'll be easier to get those most achievable conservative solutions. We'll have a little bit less disruption. But the other thing that it does, and this is probably the more important thing, is it rebalances the committee membership. So the size, the membership of committees, let's say the Ways and Means Committee,
right,
which deals with taxes, will shift some seats that Democrats hold today over to Republicans. So we wind up with a bigger majority on each committee, and that allows us to move our types of legislation forward, like tax reform. It's going to be hugely important with Ways and Means to have more Republicans than we have today on Ways and Means.
So in essence, on some of these where you've had to hold your nose because it's not exactly what you want, it's more likely to be a better bill, in your opinion anyway, because the number of Republicans v. Democrats is larger now because exactly. of the redistribution of some of those seats.
That's exactly right. And so and it creates, whenever you have a bigger, well, I mean, we're going to have this huge class of freshmen coming in, it gives them some opportunities to be on great committees.
Absolutely. Now moving over to the other side, of course, a little upheaval on the Senate. Republicans, as it stands right now, pick up 7, could be 8 or even 9, depending on what recounts and runoffs are doing.
Exactly. I think for sure we'll win the runoff in Louisiana, so that's 8. I think we'll win the seat in Alaska. I mean, we were ahead going in this morning.
It was 52%, I think.
Right. And so that's going to be pretty hard for Mark Begich to overcome. And so I think that's 9. And then you've got Angus King, an independent in Maine. And he's more concerned. He's a moderate, but he's certainly not a Democrat.
Is he going to caucus with the Republicans?
And so my hope is that somebody like that, who's probably been frustrated by having to caucus with a bunch of people that just believe in left-wing policies, that they will be able to work with us. And so that would give us 10.
Tuttle up. This just in for you. You got 64.01% of the vote.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. I was hoping to get north of 60, and that's
there's the breakdown for you, Patrick. So, okay. Just brought in
Thank
the hard
you. Well,
numbers
it's always good
you.
To know for sure I won.
So
that's good.
And some of the other things that we've seen just bubbling up in terms of, and we talked about it jokingly this morning, the war on women that was used very successfully during the last election, mm-hmm. seemed to kind of lose some of its steam.
Well, you know, the war on women is a false war.
Sure.
I mean, it's just a messaging war that the Democrats used against Republicans. And really, the real war on women is what's been coming out of Washington, where, you know, you've got middle-class families where the ladies are the principal breadwinners, or sometimes they're homemakers, or sometimes they're a little of each. And they're having difficulty making ends meet because their net take home income has gone down. Their health care coverage health insurance costs have gone up. The cost of food's gone up. They're having a more difficult time raising their family today than they did 6 years ago. That's the war on women, and that's coming out of Barack Obama's agenda, not a Republican agenda. And so when we started talking about what we're for, an agenda of opportunity, more jobs and better paychecks, and providing a more secure country, because all families, and whether they're headed up by women or by men, they're feeling uncomfortable, feeling like, you know, I'm less safe today than I was before. And so we talk about that. And then they all families feel like the federal government's fiscal situation is out of control. And so this gives us an opportunity to talk about those things. And so, you know, there's been a war on families coming out of Washington for the last few years. And so I'm hoping to be part of an agenda that resets that so we can be for something, for families, so that we can undo the damage that's been done to families by the administration.
In the studio this morning with Congressman Bill Flores. Congressman, there was a lot of turmoil and everything that happened through the course of the elections. And you mentioned a lot of it focus back on President Obama. With that said, and with the turmoil cause of all the health care legislation that's gone through, what do you think the reality of any kind of change to that now with control of both houses?
Well, under our Constitution, in order to get a piece of legislation put into place or modified, if you will, it takes the House, it takes the Senate, and it takes the President to go along. The president is not going to allow us to repeal and replace Obamacare, even though the replacement would be a whole lot better.
Can you just not fund it?
No, because the Obamacare is funded under a provision called mandatory funding. And mandatory funding cannot be changed unless you change the law itself.
Okay.
Now, what we can do is we can defund the discretionary spending that's used to implement Obamacare. And so we can frustrate the implementation of it. Now, look, the administration frustrated the implementation on its own because it can't even build a website. And so, you know, Obamacare is a deeply flawed law. And it will eventually fail under its own flaws, its own weight, its operational problems, its fiscal problems, its actuarial problems, its operational issues. It will fail. Now, but between if you look at 2015, 2016, we will not be able to repeal and replacement. Now, we will pass a bill that will pass the House and it'll pass the Senate. We'll send it to the president. He'll veto it. And at that point in time, the American people can look and say, okay, the president believes in Washington. The Congress believes in the people. And so maybe there'll be a point in time when the president looks in the mirror and says, you know, my legacy looks really ugly, and so I'd like to improve my legacy. So maybe I'll reach down to 16 blocks of the Capitol and I'll start trying to work with them. That's what I hope. So the future of Obamacare is kind of in Obama's hands. We'll put up for the American people what we believe in on health care, but he's going to have to work with us if he really wants to do the right thing for the American people.
Congressman Bill Flores in the studio with us this morning. Congressman, you're a little closer to home now, as you were in and around the oil business for a little time. The fracking ordinance in Denton, do you know much about that?
I do, and you know, unfortunately, it was a decision that was made on things other than sound science, and it was an emotional-based decision. And I think, unfortunately, the citizens and the taxpayers of Denton are going to pay the cost for that. There are, when that economic activity moves away from Denton, then that means fewer people staying in their hotel rooms, fewer people being employed in the industry. It means fewer people that are working in the restaurants, serving people that work in that industry. And so, no, I mean, it's going to be a smaller tax base. So I think it was a classically bad decision, and it was all based on emotions because the science of hydraulic fracturing shows that it's safe and that there's no adverse environmental impact from it. And so, but you had a bunch of outside environmentalists come in and sort of freak out the community, if you will, with a bunch of hysteria. And, you know, the bad thing is that the citizens of Denton are going to pay the cost for the hysteria. I mean, instead of making a fact-based decision. Sorry, I'm a little tired. No, I'm getting stumbling on my words.
I completely understand. Yeah. It was a very exciting night last night for you, I'm sure.
It was.
In that vein, we'll give you just a couple minutes. Is there really something that stands out or something you want to cover that we've missed? Just because last night was just chaotic in a lot of ways.
It really was. A lot of things that this blew me away. I mean, the Republicans picking up the governorships in Maryland and Massachusetts. Who would have thunk
that?
Yeah,
very surprising.
Yeah. The other thing is one of my buddies, this guy named Cory Gardner from Colorado, he and I both came into Congress in the class of 2010 in the House. That race was so tight, but he put a pretty big thumping on Mark Udall. And so I was very impressed with my friend Cory. I called him yesterday to wish him luck, and I'm going to call him this morning to tell him, you know, what a job, what a great job.
Well, the Mark Uterus line in the debate was that had to have made Cory Gardner just ecstatic.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, exactly. I mean, Denver Post called him that. Denver Post endorsed Cory Gardner. And another colleague buying up there, Mike Kaufman, a former veteran. The Democrats spent, I don't know, maybe $5, $6 million to make him look like the world's worst human being. The guy's a hero. But then Tom Tillis's race, I didn't expect the outcome of that. I thought that one come down the wire, and it looked like at the end we weren't going to get it, but we got that one. And then the David Perdue race in Georgia.
Wow. Well, Joni Ernst coming from nowhere with the people making fun of her for the pig commercial.
I love Joni Ernst. And, you know, what I look forward to is three people that came in with me in 2010 are now members of the Senate, members elected of the Senate, Cory Gardner, Tim Scott, and James Lankford. And so I'm running for the chairmanship of the Republican Study Committee, and so I've got some go-to folks in the Senate that I know I can work with, and we can try to put together conservative solutions. The Republican Study Committee has 170 members. It's the biggest caucus in Congress, and so we will have some influence in terms of being able to put conservative fingerprints on achievable conservative solutions.
We're running away late, but I got to know what exactly is the duty then of the Study Committee?
Really, we are what I call the conservative conscience of the Congress. And so our job is to put forth the most conservative solutions that we can. In the past, sometimes you've had chairs that wanted to put forth perfect conservative solutions, which go nowhere. What I want to do is put forth achievable conservative solutions that, again, put families in charge, return power back to communities and to the states.
Move the ball forward for the Republican Party.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And basically say, you know, let's take the power away from Washington and give it back to us. Tom Tillis had a great line yesterday. He said that, you know, people talk about Washington, wanting Washington to provide all the solutions, and that means that somebody else has to pay for that. And really, the only thing that Washington can give you that they can't take from somebody else is your freedom. And so I think we need to start looking at that. I thought that was a great line. You know, we need to start focusing on Washington getting out of the way and giving us our freedom back here in real-world America.
Congressman, thank you for the time this morning. I know it was a late night for you, and I appreciate you getting up so early and coming in and visiting with us.
You bet. It's great to be here, and I'd ask all our listeners, continue praying for our country. I think we've got a new opportunity to move forward. Pray for our military men and women and our first responders.
It's 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. We'll visit with Zach Taylor and sports coming up in just a minute on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Ball numbers.
Lynn College invites you to deck the halls this holiday season with the Bald Knobbers, a Branson favorite for more than 55 years. Along with country music and side-splitting comedy that has made them famous for decades, they will also be performing their traditional Christmas show that will bring Yuletide fun to the entire family. Showtime is 3 p.m. Sunday, December 14th at the Brenham High School Auditorium. Tickets are as low as $20 and can be purchased online at blinn.edu/foundation or by calling 979-830-4495.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. The Texas A&M football team met with the media at Kyle Field yesterday for their weekly press conference. Coach Sumlin was asked if he ever sought out advice from his coaching mentors during the Aggies' recent three-game losing streak.
First guy that probably called me is Bob, so, you know, it was a good conversation. Because everybody's been through something like this at one time or another. But, I talked to a lot of different people. Some of them I want to talk to, some of them I don't.
Who don't you want to talk to?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Coach was also asked about some injury updates on a couple of big playmakers for the Aggies.
DeShazer has a ruptured tendon in his elbow, ligament, actually. So he's kind of iffy for this weekend. I don't think he's going to practice this week. It's a very, very painful situation. Jermaine Buffetti has a grade 2 MCL sprain. On bigger guys, that's a problem. Yeah, I wouldn't look to see him for the remainder of the regular season.
Cornerback DeShazer Everett is the team's leading tackler this season with 54 tackles. Meanwhile, sophomore offensive lineman Jermaine Effetti has started at right tackle every game this year. The Aggs will head to Auburn, Alabama this Saturday to take on the third-ranked Tigers at 2:30. Pre-game with Dave and Dave kicks off at 1:30 right here on WTAW. Seventh-ranked Aggie soccer plays Georgia tonight in the SEC quarterfinals in Orange Beach, Alabama. The Maroon and White beat the Bulldogs 2-1 last Thursday night to clinch the conference regular season championship. Aggie midfielder and SEC offensive player of the year, Shea Groom, says playing the same team back-to-back can work in the Aggs' favor.
Back to James, working on Williams, top of the key.
And that would not be Shea. Hold on just one second. There we go.
Back to James, working on Williams.
All right, well, we'll hear from her later on. The teams take the pitch at 5 o'clock with broadcast on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Texas A&M men's basketball returns to the courts tonight when it hosts Texas A&M Commerce in an exhibition at Reed. The Aggies are coming off an 18-16 campaign that saw them advance to the second round of the College Basketball Invitational. Tip-off against the Lions is at 7 o'clock with broadcast right here on WTAW. And by the way, I forgot to mention, I apologize, the Texas A&M soccer team will be taking on Georgia. That one kicks off at 5 o'clock tonight. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. And sticking with men's basketball, junior Alex Caruso has been named to the watch list for the 2015 Bob Cousy Award, which is presented annually to the top point guard in college basketball. As a sophomore, Caruso led the SEC in total assists, assists per game, and total steals, while seeing his scoring average jump from 5.5 points per game as a freshman to 9.0. Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson has avoided jail time with a plea agreement reached with prosecutors to resolve his child abuse case, but his chances of playing again in the NFL this season are still unclear. Peterson was indicted in September on a felony charge of injury to a child for using a wooden switch to discipline his 4-year-old son earlier this year. Brittany Griner's agent tells the Associated Press that the basketball star was cut by a man in a knife attack in China, but didn't need to go to the hospital. The agent says that Griner sustained a small cut when the man swiped at her elbow as her team was boarding a bus after practice. Griner plays in the WNBA with the Phoenix Mercury, but also plays for a Chinese team. The red hot Houston Rockets were in South Beach last night, taking on the Miami Heat.
Back to James, working on Williams, top of the key, takes him off the dribble, steps back beyond the arc for three, and he hits it as the shot clock expires. He just abused Sean Williams.
Holy smokes!
James the Beard Harden scored 25 points, and Trevor Ariza added 19 as the Rockets ran past the Heat 108-91. Houston has now started the season out at a perfect 5-0. Tonight will be the defending champion Spurs in action, hosting the Atlanta Hawks in the Alamo City. Tip-off for that one is at 7:30 in San Antonio. Head out into the ice, where another defending champ, the LA Kings, were in Dallas last night visiting the Stars.
Here is Lewis, takes the puck away, shoots, score! Tipped in, Clifford was in front of the net, and Stoll was there too.
Dustin Brown and Kyle Clifford each scored third period goals as the Kings rallied to beat the Stars 3-1. The Stars took a 1-0 lead on Sean Horkoff's goal in the first period, but LA goalie Jonathan Quick was lights out after that. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Tegeler.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
I've talked about stuff on the radio for a number of years now, and it never surprises me as to what people take away from what I've said. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and I think I've been stopped and asked more about Brazos Valley MMA than anything else. Well, I'm happy to report that it does truly work to the tune of 10 pounds over the last month. I feel a ton better, and it's a lot easier to keep up with my 8-year-old. It's fun. No, really. I'm always doing something different. I'm not going to lie, it's hard work, but I love it. It's a combination of boxing and jiu-jitsu. There is some traditional stuff like weightlifting and cardio, but it's done in such a way that you don't so much know that it's, air quotes, work. It's a lot different than just personal training, and with even better results, at least for me. Matt is my personal trainer slash coach slash instructor, because I'm learning a lot of stuff. He mixes up the workouts, so I really look forward to going in, and I go in 3 days a week. I'm not only getting into shape, but I'm also learning a skill in how to protect myself and my kiddo. To find out more, go online to BVMMA.com, or they're real easy to find. They're in the mall down in the Sears wing.
Have you had the Sleep Number bed experience yet? Well, you can do that at the Sleep Number store that's located on Texas Avenue, right across from Chick-fil-A in College Station. What is the Sleep Number bed experience? Well, you go in, you lay down, you let one of their professionals show you that right up there in the ceiling above the bed, it shows kind of an imprint, a thermal imprint of your body. You can see where the pressure points are, and then you can watch as they adjust the numbers and those pressure points go away. It's just that easy. That's how a lot of people have their sleep problems solved with a Sleep Number bed. Now, my sleep number is 65. That's what works for me. And I can tell you that the night's sleep that I get on my Sleep Number is tremendous. So why not do the same thing? You know, they come in, they set it all up for you, they deliver it, set it up, and you're ready to go enjoy a good night's sleep every night on your Sleep Number bed. So stop in the Sleep Number store. My number is 65. See what yours is. The Sleep Number store right across from Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue in College Station.
Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning has a special floor coating that can improve the indoor health quality of all public buildings, including schools, restaurants, and government buildings. The ETS 180 coating eliminates contamination and bad odors, improves indoor air quality, and lowers maintenance costs. Learn more from Benchmark Foundation Hard Surface Cleaning, the finishing touch in excellence. Call 903-644-8218 or click bfhsc.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 7:59, and we'll take a quick look at your forecast. Brought to you by New United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Considerable cloudiness across the area today. There'll be scattered showers. There may be some embedded thunderstorms, too. Temperatures 60 to 65 today. Showers are possible tonight. Those will be 50 to 55. Showers, they'll begin to come to an end tomorrow. Highs reaching 70. Partial clearing will take place tomorrow night. Lows near 45. We're going to be partly sunny on Friday, but we're also going to be cool. Highs Friday afternoon, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Due to time constraints of visiting with the senator, we had to bump Focus on the Family, which will run next hour. News Talk 1620 WTAW, College Station, Bryan.